Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. U.S. President Joe Biden details a three-phase hostage deal aimed at winding down the Israel-Hamas war. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's urging both sides to accept the three-phase roadmap to an enduring ceasefire and the release of all hostages. He says it would not hurt Israeli security because its forces have already hammered Hamas.
At this point, Hamas no longer is capable carrying out another October 7th.
The attack that started the war. 8 months later, the president calls this a truly decisive moment.
Hamas says it wants a ceasefire. This deal is an opportunity to prove whether they really mean it.
His remarks came as the Israeli military confirmed its forces are now in central Rafah, expanding its offensive in the southern Gaza city, it says is Hamas's last stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is guilty of falsifying financial records to hide a payment to an adult film star to influence the outcome of the 2016 election. Tina Trin reports from New York.
Guilty on all 34 counts? That's what a unanimous New York jury decided after less than 2 days of deliberation, that Donald Trump, the first U.S. president tried in a criminal court, falsified business records to suppress potentially damaging information ahead of his 2016 election. After hearing the verdict, the presumed 2024 Republican presidential candidate left the courthouse, saying voters will decide his fate on Election Day. But those voters may not include Trump himself, says University of Virginia professor Barbara Perry.
It would be the case that if he maintains his residency in Florida, a state where convicted felons are not allowed to vote, that he literally would not be allowed to vote for himself.
Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.
This is VOA News. Nigeria is experiencing its worst economic crisis in a generation, leading to widespread hardship and anger. President Bola Tinubu has so far refused to change course, insisting his reforms will improve Nigeria's ailing economy. Timothy Obizu reports from Abuja.
President Tinubu introduced controversial policies, including the scrapping of decades-long fuel subsidy payments and floating the naira against other world currencies shortly after taking office. Transportation and food prices have soared, leading to an annual inflation rate of 34%. Tinubu has assured Nigerians he'll fix inflation and address the economic challenges. The president also announced the launch of several development projects, but critics say the government is irresponsible and pandering to foreign influence. Timothy Obizu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
South Sudan has received its first batch of a new malaria vaccine from the World Health Organization, an important step in efforts to battle a disease that is the biggest killer of children in this African country. The more than 645,000 doses of the R21 malaria vaccine received on Friday will be distributed across 28 counties with the highest malaria burden. In 2022, South Sudan had an estimated 2.8 million cases and 6,680 deaths from malaria. It has one of the region's highest rates of malaria incidents. The UN's refugee chief says there has been a rise in global displacement. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, says global displacements are on the rise.
The number of those who have been forced to flee their homes by war, violence, and persecution reached 114 million at our latest count.
Grandi's report draws attention to the increasing number of armed conflicts, climate emergencies, natural disasters, as well as energy and food crises across the globe. Grandi stresses that the Israel-Hamas war is a case in point, saying Palestinian civilians should be protected wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN Security Council has voted unanimously to end the UN political mission in Iraq, established in 2003 following the U.S.-led invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein, to coordinate post-conflict humanitarian and reconstruction efforts and to help restore a representative government in the country. The Iraqi government asked the council in a May 8th letter to wrap up the mission by the end of 2025, and that's what the resolution adopted Friday does. It extends the mandate of the United Nations Assistance Mission in Iraq, known as UNAMI, for a final 19 months until December 31st, 2025. I'm Alexis Strobe.